You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 820 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to a special edition of Catholic Schools Today on this Friday, September 29th, and to let all our listeners know that today's program will be played back on Monday, October 9th. We are taking phone calls today at 312-751-1979, 312-751-1979. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, and our co-host back, again, a regular co-host individual, Dr. Nicholas Wolsonovich, the superintendent of Catholic schools for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Father. How are you today?
Doing very well on this Friday morning. We have a special program lined up. We have three terrific segments. Our first segment is with Al Tice, principal at St. Mary of Czestochowa School. And good morning, Al. Are you with us?
Yes, I sure am.
Okay.
Well, morning, Al.
Boy, you got a lot of enthusiasm there, Al. And also joining us in the studio is Barbara Otto, the editor of Katolik, the new archdiocesan Polish language newspaper for the Archdiocese of Chicago. And back by popular demand, Barbara, welcome back to Catholic Schools Today.
Thank you very much for invitation. And first of all, these are the gifts for you.
Well, dziękuję.
For you from Katolik.
Well, thank you very much, Barbara. And we're going to hold it up real close to the microphone.
So everybody can see it.
I can see it's a pen, a pad of paper, and the inaugural issue
and
of Katolik.
Yes, the cover page.
The cover page. Well, thank you very much. Now, Barbara, you've had a very busy,
exciting,
fascinating week. What happened last Tuesday regarding Katolik?
Yes, so last Tuesday at Polish Museum of America, Cardinal Francis George, along with Bishop Tomasz Paprocki and Director Colin Dolan, presented the new Polish language newspaper, which will be published monthly by Archdiocese of Chicago. Katolik will bring the good news of our church, informations from Polish parishes, and, of course, teaching.
The thing is now, and the inaugural issue will be available on Sunday, October
8th. Yes.
And how many Polish parishes in the Archdiocese of Chicago?
There are 63 parishes which held at least one mass in Polish.
Okay.
So all of them will receive our publication.
Now, Nick, do you have any idea in the Archdiocese of Chicago how many of the Catholic grammar schools offer the Polish language? I don't mean to put you on the spot, but do you have any idea roughly?
In terms of teaching the Polish language, we have probably five or six that concentrate on that.
On the Polish language, which I think is terrific.
Yeah, I think it is too. And I think it's just wonderful because it's a celebration of our diversity. We have, we were talking before the show that we have Mass celebrated in 24 different languages in the Archdiocese. And of course, the Polish language is one of the major languages that we celebrate.
The third largest language.
Sure.
Yes.
And Barbara, you mentioned on the radio earlier this week that there are approximately 1 million Polish Americans here in the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
And October happens to be Polish American Heritage Month. And again, joining us by phone is Al Tice, who again is principal at St. Mary of Czestochowa School. And Al, you have a huge event happening on October 6th, which I think is a Friday evening. What is happening at your school?
Well, we are that's a kickoff for what we're calling Bishop Wojciechowski Week. Bishop Wojciechowski, Aloysius Wojciechowski, is one of our graduates. He graduated from here in 1923, and he became quite a force in the world with Catholic relief services during World War II, and then became auxiliary bishop here in Chicago, and then...
Al, do you remember what year he was named an auxiliary?
In 1960.
Early 60s? Okay, all right, yeah.
Till 68, he was here, he served in Chicago, He was, I believe he served mostly through Immaculate Heart of Mary Parish on the north side, and or northwest side. And he did a lot of good work at that time. He went to Vatican II and was present at all of the sessions, and he wrote a number of essays and books about that. Later he became Green Bay Bishop.
But I think he always remained a Chicago Bear fan, despite going up to Packerland up there. But now here's an interesting story about Bishop Oisisalo. We mentioned I had no idea that he's a graduate of St. Mary of Częstochowa Grammar School, and that is in 1966, when Poland was celebrating 1,000 years of Christianity. My father was extremely involved here in the Archdiocese of Chicago with huge events over at Soldier Field, and my father was working almost daily with Bishop Oisisalo, and so I was a 13-year-old boy meeting this bishop and was very impressed. He was such a kind man. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Bishop Oisisalo died within a year. I think he was, what, 97 years old?
Exactly. He died last October 11th, and that's why we've proclaimed here at our parish October 6th through the 13th as Bishop Oisisalo Week. And we're starting out with an event, a school benefit dinner, where we've invited Bishop Robert Morneau, Auxiliary Bishop of Green Bay, to come down and talk about Bishop Oisisalo at a benefit dinner we're having at the Skylight West Banquet Hall.
Now,
in Berwyn.
Al, if someone wants to learn more about the banquet or gain information, give us a phone number.
Sure, 708-656-5010. And we'll tell them all about it, or they can check our website.
And what's the website?
At www.stmaryof, and here's the Polish part, czestochowa.org.
Why don't give that one more time.
Sure, www.stmaryofczestochowa.org. OWA.org.
And now the thing is, Barbara, as the new editor of Katolik, explain for all our listeners, how is the new Polish paper connecting with schools and with teachers? How is it going to be of help?
I remember my first interview with Cardinal Francis George 3 years ago. He said that the Catholic media, like newspapers, of course, radio, television as well, are the very important agents of the evangelization. And I believe that Catholic, Polish Monthly Magazine, can help Polish Catholic parents in their role as teachers and leaders of their own children. Also, Catholic can help schools, Catholic schools, in their mission, because the Catholic school's mission is evangelization and the education in Catholic Christian tradition. And that's the goal for the most of the parents in Polish Catholic community.
Okay. Anything?
Well, I just, when we responded earlier about five or six schools that, you know, are very much Polish schools, there are many, many, many more schools that have Polish students in them. And we certainly could use this paper in our classrooms to use like a current events kind of thing, and also in the social studies, history kinds of classes, because, you know, this whole idea of communication is partly education. Education is communication, and the more we can share our heritage, our culture with these young people so they can appreciate where they came from and, you know, how they should continue to treasure those wonderful values that have part of that and are part of that culture.
I'd like to tell you that Catholic will provide very useful information connected with daily life, mm-hmm. like about health, education, art, culture. That mm-hmm. is why this paper can be very useful for parents, for teenagers, and for teachers as well.
What we'll do is we'll continue that after a break. You are listening to Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Dr. Nicholas Wilsonovich, and a special edition of this program will also be played back on Monday, October 9th. Again, stay with us. We're going to go to a break, and do not touch that dial.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Deep down at the bottom of your soul, there's a longing and a hunger for something that nothing in this world can satisfy. It's a hunger for God.
That's Father Robert Barron, theologian, teacher, and dynamic speaker, who can be heard nationwide with his Word on Fire radio homilies. On Sunday evening, October 1st, Father Barron will be the featured speaker at an old-fashioned Catholic tent revival. It will be an evening of lively sacred music, devotional prayer, and words of inspiration from Father Barron. The music starts at 6 p.m. Sunday, October 1st at St. Stephen Deacon and Martyr Church in Tinley Park. It's all part of Mission Chicago, and you can go to our website at www.missionchicago.net for more information. Hope to see you October 1st for an evening of worship under the tent.
Once you've heard the good news, then you have this inner compulsion to share the good news with your world.
And welcome back to Catholic Schools Today, and I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Dr. Nicholas Wilsonovich. Our phone number, 312-751-1979. Again, 312-751-1979. We are taking phone calls today, which happens to be September 29th, but this program will air special on Monday, October 9th, and on that day we will not be taking phone calls, and our guests are Barbara Otto, the new editor of Katolik, the new Archdiocesan Polish language newspaper, the Archdiocese of Chicago, and Al Tice, principal of St. Mary of Częstochowa School in Berwyn. Nick?
Well, I was wondering, Al, you're still there, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
I was wondering if you could share with us and the listening audience some of the things that you do at the school that helps to teach the Polish culture, and how you could see using this new communication vehicle, Katolik. Thank you. With the kids.
Well, of course, we teach the feast of St. Mary of Częstochowa and the background on that. I'm sure they'll have some background articles someday. And our music director teaches our, by and large, Latino population. We sing a lot of Polish songs.
Oh, thanks a lot.
We do a lot of that. We try to share this is a wonderful parish that's trilingual, Polish, Spanish, and English. And our bulletin is in all three languages, and the people work together very well.
Al, how many kids in the school?
We have 190. We sure need some more.
Okay.
We'd love to have some more.
Now, if somebody wanted to take a tour of St. Mary of Częstochowa, which
come
happens
by
to be in Cicero, not Berwyn.
Cicero, actually.
In Cicero. And what is the phone number they can contact you?
Sure, 708-656-5010.
Again, that phone number?
708-656-5010.
And that's also the same number they can reach you.
Oh, yeah,
or
we'll give them all the information they need about our benefit banquet. On the 10th, we have sisters coming to give vocation talks. The sisters of St. Joseph of Third Order of St. Francis are coming to give vocation talks. On the 11th, we have a display of Bishop Wyszyslaw's writings in our church. The church is located at 48th Court and 30th Street in Cicero. And on October 12th at 8 a.m., we're going to have a all-school mass that the public is invited to about Bishop Wyszyslaw. And then it should be a lot of fun. On the 13th, we're having fifth graders are putting on a play about his life at 1:30.
Well, that's fascinating. Barbara, you had your hand raised like in a classroom.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Could you please take pictures?
Oh, please
I will reserve for you two big pages in the middle of Catholic.
Well, there's a deal you can't pass.
Yeah, please come. Tell them to come and take pictures.
You heard it here first on Catholic Relevant Radio 820 AM in Chicago. And the thing is now, a question I would have, Al, is who had the idea to honor Bishop Wyszyslaw at this time? Is it in relation to his first anniversary of his death on October 11th?
Exactly.
Okay.
We wanted to mark somehow his great legacy. He's got 5 books out about various spiritual topics, Vatican II and so forth. In fact,
I wrote an article once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, we have copies for sale of some of the books.
I didn't realize he authored 5 books.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Wow.
And the play that we're producing here, it's a student play. Keep that in mind, but is based on one of his unpublished works called A Mission of Mercy, which detailed his time with Catholic Relief Services, actually the Overseas Bishops Relief Services at the time it was called, during World War II and shortly after. And
so who did all this research regarding his life and his legacy?
Well, I got excited when I came here as principal about this man, and not only about this man, but about the other walks of life that have come out of here. We have Father Chaika, a former pastor.
Sure.
We have Father Jim Antiporek in the western suburbs. We have sisters that have come out of this school. We have teachers. We have doctors. We have lawyers. We have all kinds of people that have come out of this school.
Yes, St. Mary of Częstochowa in Cicero has had a history of religious, and a priest of the Archdiocese of Chicago, including Bishop Wojciszlo. And, you know, Barbara, as you look ahead, you have your big issue coming out on Sunday, October 8th. But what's going to happen after that? I know it's a monthly issue, but what you're saying is that Polish children and parents and teachers of the Archdiocese of Chicago can benefit from Katolik.
Yes, because this magazine will show so many different subjects, so everybody can find something for...
Yeah. How are you going to distribute this paper? How is it going to get into the communities?
This will be in all the parishes which hold Polish masses. And also, we have a plan to distribute this magazine in Polish organizations.
Now, the thing is, Barbara, your initial run is going to be how many copies?
15,000 copies.
15,000?
Yes, 1,500.
That's very good.
Do people have to buy these, or are they free at the parishes?
Fortunately, this paper will be free.
Good.
And I have 24 pages, so they are full of nice, interesting stories about our faith, about important events around the
If somebody can't get one at the parish, are they able to call someone to have one sent to them if they miss it at the parish level?
I have the telephone and...
Give us a phone number,
yes.
Barbara.
312-655-7294.
That number once again.
312-655-7294. And email, which is much easier, botto@artchicago.org.
Once again.
botto@artchicago.org.
We're going to have to bring this segment to a close. I want to thank in a very special way our guest, Barbara Otto, the new editor of Katolik, the new archdiocesan Polish paper, language paper, the Archdiocese of Chicago, and Al Tice, the principal at St. Mary of Cicero, Częstochowa Parish School in Cicero. Thank you very much, Al and Barbara, for joining us. And we're going to be losing our co-host after one segment, Dr. Nicholas Wolsonowicz, the superintendent of Catholic schools for the Archdiocese of Chicago. So thank you to our guest.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Nick.
Thank you. It was a great show.
And to our listeners, stay tuned on Catholic Schools Today. We'll be back in a minute. Do not touch that dial.
Each year in Chicago, 3,000 children are reported sexually abused. the Chicago Children's Advocacy Center restores a trust that was once lost. It's a place where professionals come together under one roof and abused children tell their stories. A place where they can get help immediately. Support the Chicago Children's Advocacy Center. For more information or to help, call 1-877-703-HOPE or visit chicagocac.org.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
October is Respect Life Month, when we celebrate the dignity of all human life from conception until natural death. October 1st is Respect Life Sunday, where churches throughout the United States pray that our nation will be converted into a culture of life. On Saturday, September 30th at 7 p.m., there will be a Celebration of Life Mass at St. Hyacinth Basilica in Chicago. All parish Respect Life coordinators and their committee members will be commissioned at this Mass by the Vicar General of the Archdiocese of Chicago, the Very Reverend John Canary. At the end of Mass, all are welcome to venerate the relics of St. Gianna Beretta Mola, a pro-life mother who sacrificed her life so her child could live. The Celebration of Life Mass will be in Polish, English, and Spanish. A reception will follow. For more information, call 312-751-5355. We hope to see you Saturday, September 30th at 7 p.m. at St. Hyacinth Basilica as we celebrate the gift of life.
And welcome back to Catholic Schools Today, and I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, time in Chicago, which is coming up on 9:22. In the segment, we have with us Evelyn Califf, principal of St. Mary Star of the Sea School. Welcome, Evelyn.
Thank you for having me.
Catholic Schools Today, and we're very glad to have you. And joining us also is Detective Connie Perusich of the Chicago Police Department, and she is a detective. So welcome to Catholic Schools Today, Connie.
Thanks, Father. And it's good to be here.
Great to have both of you. Now, we have coming up on October 18th, the National Day of Concern about Young People and Gun Violence. So maybe I'd like to begin with Evelyn. What is taking place at St. Mary Star of the Sea School?
Well, I've been at St. Mary Star of the Sea for 9 years, and this is my ninth year participating in this yearly event. And it is a time when we remind the students that guns do not solve problems. They are not for the children, and if the children see a gun, they need to call an adult. And we reinforce this all year long, not only with guns, but also with the idea that violence should not be a part of their lives, that they should find alternatives to violence, and that they should be able to have the tools to make some good choices so that they don't go to this resort. We're not perfect. Definitely, we are not perfect.
But guns are not the way to solve.
Exactly.
In fact, we'd love your phone calls here on Catholic Schools Today, 312-751-1979, 312-751-1979. This program is live today, but will be played back on Monday, October 9th. So if you have a question regarding violence, regarding guns, maybe possibly gun control, Connie, your work as a detective for the Chicago Police Department, you've been with the force for how many years?
30 years.
And the thing is, I mean, I'm assuming that you could tell story after story of
Absolutely.
Violent deaths of young people with guns, and the number of innocent people, you know, bystanders, children, where a stray bullet has caught them.
And that's usually what happens. The innocent are the victims that aren't even in the gangs. They're in the crossfire. They're innocent victims. We recently just had a two-year-old that was shot and killed by an accident. It was an accident in the home, and we promote gun safety. You know, a lot of police officers, they have guns. Mom and dads are security guards, police officers. So we try to invoke safety in the home.
You had a case recently of a two-year-old that found a parent's gun in the home.
Yes. I don't know if it was a parent's gun, but
found a gun in
it was
the
a
home
gun in the house. So we try to educate kids
very small kids, primary grade kids, not to touch a gun, and that always assume that a gun may be loaded. And so this Day of National Concern is to really solicit and get the kids talking about it, because putting our heads in the sand, you know, at once upon a time, people were naive to think if you don't talk about it, it might go away.
Now, Ken, what do you mean talk about it? I mean, well, first of all, when I was a boy, you know, you'd see the Western films and play cowboys and Indians and run around the house and all that. And I remember when I was a boy, my mother let me go into the woods and play. And she said, if I was raising you today, absolutely no way would I allow you to leave and go a half a mile away.
Out of her vision.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, talk about it, meaning, like Sister Evelyn just said a few minutes ago, they perpetuate this thought all year round that kids' actions, they have to be accountable for their actions. So this is not promoting it for one glorious day on October 18th, but to cause it to be a discussion that there are alternatives to anger. I know a lot of schools still have the Take 10 program where they kind of teach kids to step back a minute, hold on to your anger for a minute. So we try to perpetuate this thought with the kids that it's not just for a day, but be accountable for your own actions.
And Evelyn Caleb, principal of St. Mary Star of the Sea School, tell us something about the pledge. What is the pledge?
The pledge basically says that what I said before, that the children should not touch guns, that they should not settle problems with guns. But we do it on a grade appropriate, on grade appropriate levels. So we have one pledge for our little 3-year-olds. At St. Mary's, we have 3-year-old preschool children. We have 8th graders. So their pledge is a little bit more in detail. Their pledge is for their age level.
Now, what about the 8th graders? What does it look like for the 8th graders?
Well, the 8th grader,
or junior high.
Right, it is junior high. And the 8th graders say that if I see a gun, I won't touch it. I will remember that any gun I see might be loaded, and I know how important it is to keep myself safe. And they sign it. And the little kids, we read a book to them called My Promise to the Gorp. And this one brings in some of the characters that are in the Gorp's book, and they promise each character that they would not touch a gun.
Now this pledge, and beside this is both English and Spanish.
Yes,
I correct?
Correct. It is in English and in Spanish, but on the Day of Concern, we will be saying it in about 10 different languages.
So now, is St. Mary Star of the Sea School, is it represented by 10 different languages within your school?
Correct. Okay.
Wow.
We are a culturally diverse school. Yes, we are about half Hispanic. Okay, but we do have a lot of other nationalities within. We do have Polish. We do have some Asian children. Okay, and so we represent.
There's a great diversity there.
Yes, we do have.
We're going to take a break here on Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, and our guests are Evelyn Califf, principal of St. Mary Star of the Sea School, and also joined by Detective Connie Perusich of the Chicago Police Department. Time coming up on 9:29. Stay tuned, be with us, and do not touch that dial.
Not too late to register your pre-K children in one of the excellent Catholic elementary schools in Chicago and the suburbs. Registration is open for 3- and 4-year-old pre-K children, as well as kindergarten through 8th grade student transfers. Perhaps you've heard the impressive numbers, test scores above national standards, a 19-to-1 student-teacher ratio, a 97% attendance rate, students who go on to successful high school and college experiences and become the leaders of tomorrow. Go to the Catholic school of your choice for more information, or go online and visit the school's webpage at www.archchicago.org. That's www.archchicago.org. Catholic schools, where faith and education meet.
Good morning, good morning. I'm Sean Harriott. Join me 6 days a week as we help bridge the gap between faith and everyday life, talking about the intersection of faith and everyday life, and help you live your life in the world as a Catholic.
Plus, get all the latest Chicagoland news, traffic, and weather. Start your day with Morning Air on Relevant Radio, 820 AM. It's the Morning Air.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio, 820 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio, 820 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back to Catholic Schools Today, a special edition which we played back on Monday, October 9th. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz. And time in Chicago is 9:31 on Relevant Radio, 8:20 a.m. here in Chicago. And our focus this segment is on an upcoming important day, the National Day of Concern about Young People and Gun Violence, to be held on October 18th. And Connie, you said something to me very important during the break, and that is, this being the 10th year, and this is your 10th year, the scope of this project goes way beyond St. Mary Star of the Sea School. It has affected how many children that have responded so far?
Well, thousands. Last year, we had close to 100,000 students across the city of Chicago and the county sign this pledge. Just to tell you how important this is, B96 Radio has donated this year and has donated for several years for this initiative an hour free of commercial-free airtime donated to the student pledge. Eddie and Jobo on B96.
They're the morning drive.
Exactly. And because the kids listen to this, we reach to them because they are the voice, you know, for us.
Now, for that 1 hour, will it be on October 18th?
October 18th from 9 to 10.
Now, they'll do what for 1 hour?
Well, here's what they'll do. It's a live program, so people can call in there. Superintendent Phil Klein will be on the radio. Dr. Wozanovich has been so supportive of this. He's asking all principals to tune in to that day to actually have the students listen to it. Civic leaders have been invited. State's Attorney Dick Devine will be on the program. Mayor Daley's been with us for the last several years, and he actually reads the pledge over the air during that broadcast.
Which means this will actually be piped into school classrooms.
Absolutely.
We're talking
that
9
morning.
To 10 on October 18th, and that happens to be a Friday?
It's a Wednesday.
A Wednesday, okay,
and
close. All right,
Arnie Duncan has asked his principals to tune in. They have sent out letters through their respective offices asking the principals that this tune in, listen to the civic leaders. This is educators, police, principals, all coming together for one cause to show the kids that we know that they're living in trying times and we're there to support them, but we're also there to encourage their own behavior decisions and to invoke that they think twice before they do things.
And Evelyn, at St. Mary Star of the Sea, on that particular day, the radio will be on in all the classrooms, but also you said something to me again off the air. Not only on that day is it affecting the children of your school, but who else is invited to St. Mary Star of the Sea?
Well, not only will we be listening to the radio, but then in the afternoon, we will have an assembly. At that assembly, we have invited our neighboring public school, Richard Henry Lee School, and they will bring their students. This year,
so the entire school body of Lee walks into St. Mary Star of the Sea.
Exactly. And then we have also expanded this year, and we have also invited like student council representatives from some of our neighboring Catholic schools. So we will all get together. We are thinking that we will probably have between 1,000 and 1,100 children, parents, teachers in the church, okay, for this assembly. And our assembly is not only is it the children and the teachers, okay, but there we also have some local dignitaries that come in and they support the children and they basically say, have really short little speeches and they thank the children for coming together, making their pledges so that we can have a safe community.
Now, a tough question, Connie. You've been involved in this tremendous program. This is your 10th year. Has it made a difference?
You know, I like to think that we are proactive and we haven't had problems. We have to say that our diligent efforts maybe helps kids to think twice, that somebody else knows that what's going on in the community. And when you come together like this, I think when you have something so huge where thousands of kids are involved collectively on one day, you have to use it to say a proactive measure, something like this, can, if it helps just one school,
save
one neighborhood, one life.
Connie, as a detective with the Chicago Police Department, are you finding guns getting to the hands of younger and younger children?
Absolutely. And everybody knows Superintendent Klein has been very aggressive with guns, gangs, and drugs. I mean, that is his agenda. And everybody who works for the police department knows that's the agenda, that we have to be very aggressive.
Now, Evelyn, if somebody wanted to learn more information about this at St. Mary's Star of the Sea, give us a phone number.
Our phone number is 773-767-6160.
That number once again.
773-767-6160.
And Connie, if someone wanted to learn more about the program globally, do you have a phone number they can call at your office?
I do. Our number there is at Chicago Police Headquarters Youth Investigations, 312-745-6004.
That number once again, Connie.
312-745-6004.
What's interesting in listening to the both of you as you're speaking, there's a tremendous passion in your voices about this program. I mean, you're just not here talking about it, but what our listeners can't see is expressions on your face, your faces. There is really, from the core of your being, there's a passion for this.
Absolutely, there is.
Definitely. No question in my mind. We want to make our schools safe. We want to make our we want our children to feel comfortable when they come to school so that they can learn. And this is the agenda of all of my teachers, of the parents, and this is something that we look forward to. Connie said it before. We're not, you know, we don't have our heads in the sand.
No.
We know that anything can happen, but if we take a proactive approach to this, at least the children are thinking and they have a tool to work with, and they can go back and say, I remember this on the day of concern.
You have been listening to Catholic Schools Today. We're going to have to bring this segment to a close. We've been with Evelyn Califf, principal of St. Mary's Star of the Sea School, also joined by Detective Connie Perusich of the Chicago Police Department. Evelyn and Connie, thank you very much for joining us, and our prayers will be with you, especially not only that day for the against violence and guns, but every day. You are listening to Catholic Schools Today, and I'm Father Greg Sackowitz. We are live today, 312-751-1979, but played back on Monday, October 9th. Stay with us after this break. We're going to now move to Father Andrew Greeley's weekly homily.
Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
October 1st is the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We continue with St. Mark's Gospel. Even Jesus' closest followers did not get it. They expected a political Messiah. Jesus was clearly a Messiah. Therefore, his goals had to be political. They were going to restore the kingdom of David or the kingdom of the Maccabees. And when that happened, they would be the men right around them, closest to them. They would be enormously powerful. Obviously, this was delusional because they were not the kind of men who could run a kingdom. They were fishermen and traders and tax collectors. Nothing Jesus could say would change their opinions, not even his stories about the great love of the Father in heaven for everyone. Who would be first? Peter? James? John? Jesus must have known that in the centuries to come, similar arguments would beset the church. Many of the apostles' successors didn't get it either. Once upon a time, there was a great high school volleyball team. The young women on it had just destroyed all opponents. The newspapers wrote great stories about how good they were, and they were good, and how they always played as a team, and how there were no rivalries among them. Kids took it very seriously, interested in their public image. We're great, they kept saying, but we're great as a team. However, each one began to think they were the best, and the others were just hangers-on. Then they stopped talking to one another. Still, they kept winning, and the media kept saying what a great team they were. Well, they were until the championship game. Then each young woman thought the others were all hot-dogging, and they became very angry at one another. Their opponents destroyed them, buried them, crushed them. Each one was still convinced she'd make All-State. Who did? You know the answer. None of them.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's agreeley.com.
Poverty is no stranger to Illinois. The number of people living in poverty in this state has jumped by more than 30% in the last 5 years. We have the highest rate of deep poverty in the Midwest. The poor are not only growing in numbers, they're also getting poorer. The Catholic Campaign for Human Development breaks the cycle of poverty. It funds programs to create jobs, increase affordable housing, and protect the rights of workers, seniors, immigrants, and the disabled. Please support the Catholic Campaign for Human Development. Help break the cycle of poverty.
Deep down at the bottom of your soul, there's a longing and a hunger for something that nothing in this world can satisfy. It's a hunger for God.
That's Father Robert Barron, theologian, teacher, and dynamic speaker, who can be heard nationwide with his Word on Fire radio homilies. On Sunday evening, October 1st, Father Barron will be the featured speaker at an old-fashioned Catholic tent revival. It will be an evening of lively sacred music, devotional prayer, and words of inspiration from Father Barron. The music starts at 6 p.m. Sunday, October 1st at St. Stephen Deacon and Martyr Church in Tinley Park. It's all part of Mission Chicago, and you can go to our website at www.missionchicago.net for more information. Hope to see you October 1st for an evening of worship under the tent.
Once you've heard the good news, then you have this inner compulsion to share the good news with your world.
And welcome back to Catholic Schools Today, and I'm Father Greg Sackowitz. Time in Chicago is 9:42 on Relevant Radio, 8:20 a.m. here in Chicago. In this last segment, we are joined by Matthew Lynch, the Chicago Jesuit Academy School's president, and also joining us is the newly ordained Father Patrick McGrath, Jesuit, a school board member of the Chicago Jesuit Academy, but he's also provincial assistant for the Jesuit community. Welcome, Father Pat and Matthew.
Thank you.
And the thing is now, a brand new endeavor called the Chicago Jesuit Academy, which for our listeners is located 212 South Francisco Avenue in Chicago, and it's in its second year, and Matthew, as the president of the school in its second year of existence, which now has 20 fifth grade and 18 sixth grade students. How did the school come about?
The whole idea behind the school is that it was created as a way of servicing young men who are living on the west side of Chicago, who otherwise would have a very, very difficult time accessing a high-quality, faith-based Catholic education. And what the Jesuits have been doing around the country for the last 35 years is creating new Nativity Model middle schools, and that Nativity name comes from New York City, where they founded their first school in 1971. And the essential tenets of a Nativity school is that it uses very small class sizes of about 12 students per class, a longer school day, and also a longer
When you say a longer school day, from what time to what time?
I should be clear about that, because it's truly a long school day. Our students arrive at 7:30 in the morning for breakfast. We start with morning assembly at 8 o'clock, and their school day doesn't end until 6 p.m. During that time...
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not.
6 p.m.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
That's incredible. They're there from 7:30 in the morning and picked up at 6 p.m., Monday through Friday.
Exactly right. And it's part and parcel of what we're trying to do as a full scholarship middle school. For most of our students, they're coming from very modest means in terms of material means. A number of our students come from single-parent families. And so what we're able to provide, in addition to providing a wonderful education, is also a safe place for our students to be during those what can be very dangerous hours of 3 to 6 p.m. in the afternoon, when often young men and young women don't have a safe spot to be because schools have closed and there simply isn't a safe spot to be.
Now, Father Pat Lynch, who newly ordained Jesuit from last July, Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Had a baby priest.
A baby priest.
Part of the Archdiocese of Chicago now with the Jesuit community. What is your role with the Chicago Jesuit Academy?
Well, I have two roles with the school, actually. My first role is I'm on the board that's been formed to help direct and govern the school and support Matthew and the principal and the teachers as they work on this extraordinary project of a new kind of school for Chicago and a new kind of school for the Jesuits of Chicago.
Is it the only one of its kind in the Archdiocese, this Nativity model? Are you aware?
It's the only one of the Nativity model. We share a common foundation with the San Miguel schools, and there are two San Miguel schools in the city of Chicago. We share much in common with them, although our model is slightly different.
And then, Patrick, again, your specific role, beside being a school board member.
For the Jesuits in Chicago, I help oversee our five high schools and Chicago Jesuit Academy, the middle school. So I'm a liaison between the provincial and the schools. But the real task that I have is to help cultivate the Jesuit and Catholic identity of our schools, to make sure that our schools are staying faithful to the Jesuit tradition, that they're immersed in the spirituality of St. Ignatius of Loyola, and that they're as fully Catholic and alive in their Catholic faith as they can be. So we try to support each of our schools from the province level. We're trying to support each of our schools as they build programs for teachers and students and parents to cultivate that spirituality and that experience.
So beyond the Chicago Jesuit Academy, you're also connected with the five Catholic Jesuit high schools in the Archdiocese.
We have three in the Archdiocese of Chicago. We have a Chicago province which actually reaches...
Name the three.
In Chicago, we have Loyola Academy in Wilmette. We have St. Ignatius College Prep on Roosevelt Road, and we have Cristo Rey Jesuit High School in Pilsen, which is another relatively new, exciting model of education that the Jesuits have been working on. Cristo Rey is actually celebrating its 10th anniversary this year.
10 years already?
Yeah.
Wow. And the thing is then, are you connected then in the Chicago Jesuit Academy in its second year? Are you in the classroom? Are you working with teachers? Do you meet with parents? Is that part of your role?
I'm not in the classroom, which is I wish I were. One of the downfalls of this job that the provincial just gave me is I'm not in the classroom every day, and I'm basically a classroom teacher at heart. I taught at St. Ignatius and I taught at Loyola Academy for years, and I love being around the kids. If you want to know what's really going on, you got to be in the classroom. But these days it's more of a board role and supporting Matthew and his faculty to help them deliver the product to the students every day in the classroom. So no, I'm not in the classroom every day at CJA.
You are listening to Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio, 820 AM in Chicago. Our phone number is 312-751-1979. Maybe a question for Matthew or for Father Pat regarding this newer model called the Nativity model. Now, Matthew, how have you been a part of this? I mean, you are the president. Have you been with it since its first year last year?
We opened last year in the fall of 2005. We've probably, I would say, been working on it now for close to 5 years.
Have you been a part of it for the entire 5 years?
I have been.
And so then you saw the doors open a year ago.
With great excitement.
With great excitement. Now, if you have presently 20 fifth graders and 18 sixth graders, what's it going to look like a year from now?
A year from now, we'll admit another fifth grade class. So our current fifth and sixth graders will move up to the sixth and the seventh grade, and then we'll bring in another fifth grade. The following year, again, we'll bring in another fifth grade, so that by the 2008-2009 academic year, we'll be a fully constituted middle school with a fifth, a sixth, a seventh, and an eighth grade.
So the goal down the road, let's say 10 years from now, is not to back it up to kindergarten or first grade.
No, it's not. Really, the whole idea behind the Nativity model is that the best educational research tells us that young men in African American communities in particular are at greatest risk of really finding themselves in a very difficult situation in terms of their education if they don't have a powerful educational resource at their disposal going into the fifth grade. That fifth grade year is really critical. And so we choose to intervene with our limited resources in that fifth grade year so that we can use the next 4 years to prepare them to attend a college preparatory high school and then open the doors to a college education that frankly would be very, very difficult for them to obtain without the intervention of a resource like Chicago Jesuit Academy.
You are listening to Catholic Schools Today. We're going to move it to a break. We are live today. And for September 29th, we'll be played back on Monday, October 9th, a special edition of Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz. We're going to move to a break. Stay with us and do not touch that dial.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
October is Respect Life Month, when we celebrate the dignity of all human life from conception until natural death. October 1st is Respect Life Sunday, where churches throughout the United States pray that our nation will be converted into a culture of life. On Saturday, September 30th at 7 p.m., there will be a Celebration of Life Mass at St. Hyacinth Basilica in Chicago. All parish Respect Life coordinators and their committee members will be commissioned at this Mass by the Vicar General of the Archdiocese of Chicago, the Very Reverend John Canary. At the end of Mass, all are welcome to venerate the relics of St. Gianna Beretta Mola, a pro-life mother who sacrificed her life so her child could live. The Celebration of Life Mass will be in Polish, English, and Spanish. A reception will follow. For more information, call 312-751-5355. We hope to see you Saturday, September 30th at 7 p.m. at St. Hyacinth Basilica as we celebrate the gift of life.
And welcome back to Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio, 820 AM in Chicago. I'm Father Greg Zachowicz. And our guests for this last segment are Matthew Lynch, the school's president of Chicago Jesuit Academy. Also joining us is Father Patrick McGrath, a school board member and provincial assistant for the Jesuit community. And we're talking about the Chicago Jesuit Academy in its second year. And Matthew, something very exciting happened in the Chicago Magazine, in this last issue?
The most recent issue of Chicago Magazine.
What happened?
It's the October 2006 edition, and it's their best of elementary schools. And they've decided that Chicago Jesuit Academy is one of the top 25 private elementary schools in the Chicagoland area, which was just an absolutely humbling honor to be given after only having our doors open for a little over a year.
Now, that is incredible to be in your second year of existence and have Chicago Magazine name you one of the top 25 private elementary schools. Talk about a feather in your cap. Now, something that is important for all the listeners to know, the young men who are part of the Chicago Jesuit Academy come from homes, many, as you said, Matthew, single parents, economically poor. So either for Father Pat or Matthew, how is tuition covered?
Well, and I think before I address that, what I'd want to stress is that our parents are outstanding. What our parents lack is simply access to high-quality education. And what they tell us very clearly is the idea of being able to have a way of accessing Catholic education, and more specifically a college preparatory middle school Catholic education, is something that they desperately want. The problem is they simply don't have the resources to pay for that opportunity. So what we've been fortunate enough to do is go out and talk with people who know Catholic education, know Jesuit education in particular, in the city of Chicago. And we've been able to say, we have these wonderful high schools. We have St. Ignatius College Prep. We have Loyola Academy. We have a wonderful university in Loyola University. And these are tremendous resources that really can have a transformative impact on people's lives. But we have a group of young men right now, children on the West Side, who really have a very tough path to get to those resources without intervention with something like Chicago Jesuit Academy. And people listen to that story and say, well, there's something that I can do to help. I can help fund this child's education so that over these next 4 years, they can put themselves in a position to go to places like St. Ignatius or Loyola Academy or other outstanding Catholic high schools.
So these individuals become a sponsor for a child, and we'll see that child through 4 years.
Exactly right.
Now, Matthew, if somebody one of our listeners were to say, I'd like to be part of this, and to give you a phone call, what is your number?
The best telephone number to call is 773-638-6123.
That number once again
is 773-638-6123. And there's also some wonderful information about the school on our website,
which is
www.cjacademy.org.
Once again,
C as in cat, J as in James, Academy, ACADEMY.org.
And Father Pat, you mentioned off the air something that to be part of this you find to be phenomenal and exciting.
Oh, it's tremendously exciting to be around this project. And what's exciting about it, Father Greg, is it's a creative way of connecting Catholic resources. And as Matthew was saying, people who know the experience of Catholic education and how important it is, people who have graduated from Loyola Academy or St. Ignatius College Prep or Loyola University, and they know what Jesuit education is all about, and they want to help deliver that. They want to help share that. The Nativity Model Schools, the Cristo Rey Model Schools, two very distinctive, new, creative educational models that the Jesuits have been a part of in the last 10 years or so is a way of saying, how do we get this to a broader audience? How especially do we get this to underserved communities that need that first step into the doorway, as Matthew was talking? And the excitement with which the community responds, those who are helping to support the school and the parents and the students in these schools who are just thrilled by the opportunity.
Now, I find it's almost like a sense of family. When you get an alum of Loyola Academy, St. Ignatius, Cristo Rey, it gives an adult an opportunity to give back, because maybe at one time somebody helped them. Mm-hmm. And this whole thing of the Chicago Jesuit Academy, it's almost like a sense of family. I now have an opportunity to give to a young man who comes from wonderful parents but don't have the financial backing or needs to really be part of that larger family.
Well, and I think that's really the essential kernel of Catholic education when we get down to it. It's the idea that what we can say to our students, what we can say to our families is, look, we're all made in the image and likeness of God, and God has given us certain gifts. And the reason we embrace education is that education is our opportunity to begin to understand what our gifts are, to develop those gifts. But then the essential part of a Catholic education, and specifically a Jesuit education, I think, is that it then seeds within the heart of that student the idea that, all right, you have these gifts, you've developed these gifts. Now the question is, how are you going to take these gifts out into the world and make a return for them by being of service to others?
The thing is, it's interesting. It's when you talk about stewardship, it's not only a sense of giving back, it's giving forward. Mm-hmm. It's giving forward for the next generation. Question is there a waiting list to get into the school?
There isn't a waiting list that's a formal waiting list. What we do is, during the academic year, take students on sort of a case-by-case basis. Our natural time to do the admissions process is during the summer. Young men who are interested in potentially enrolling in the academy can be part of our summer higher achievement program, which is a 4-week summer program that happens in the end of June and throughout the month of July. And then from there, we offer our students admission into the academy based in part on their performance. But what I'd want to stress is that we don't take the highest academic performers. Our student body spans the 2nd to the 99th percentile when they come to us in terms of their 4th grade standardized tests, and that's precisely what we want to be as an academy. We want to serve students of diverse academic backgrounds.
So, Pat, these young men are getting a faith based education, but also learning the principles of the Jesuit foundation, of your own understanding of a sense what it means to be Catholic, so that what you do is you make sure that it's upholding the doctrine of the Catholic Church.
Oh, sure. And as Matthew has already said better than I can, that the Jesuit path is a way to the Catholic faith, and the Jesuit path helps us to understand most essentially that we are God's creatures and we have to give back and be a part of this community.
We're
going
to have to bring this to a close. It's going by fast. I want to thank Matthew Lynch, the Chicago Jesuit Academy president, and Father Patrick McGrath, a school board member. Also want to say thank you to Ryan Blackburn and Elisa Mejia, our producers, and engineer Jim Dish for a wonderful program. To all listeners, God bless. Great day.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 820 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day, and God bless you.